I really do believe that if we were not interfered with, if our bodies were not poisoned with toxic substance, and that's food and the environment, if we lived in a pure environment, we would be healthy.
Hello, warm-hearted viewers, and welcome to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. On last week's program, we met members of the lovely Nelson family, Sabrina and Jeff, founders of one of the largest communities of vegetarian resources, explained why the plant-based diet is the only suitable way to live for humanity, and how veganism gave Sabrina a second chance at life. On today's program, the VegSource creators talk about one of their newest projects, Processed People, the documentary.
What Processed People is intended to be about is a movie to make you think. Because I think so many of the problems that we have are just from people not being conscious and not thinking. They just put anything in their mouth and they're not thinking about the health consequences. They're not realizing environmentally what those choices mean. And so it's really just to kind of make people think about that.
So what is the processed and processed people?
First off, the first thing you think about is processed food. Mm-hmm. Is that do you really want to put something into your body that's full of chemicals, it's not really doing anything for you nutritionally, and is making you sick?
Right.
The other side of it is that we're processed and that we're all kind of going in the same direction without thinking about it. Just like a piece of processed food is just all cookie cutter, it's all this in the same wrapper. And you don't have to be a processed person. You can start thinking about what you put into your body and how you react to the world.
That's exactly it, because the process also refers to the process of advertising that we all live in, the what we see on television and what we emulate, what we aspire to, and even the news that we get is processed in a sense. So
yeah.
It's becoming aware.
The culture starting with yourself.
Yeah. Diet is really just kind of one part of it.
But it's an important part. That's the only thing in your environment that you can control is what you put in your mouth.
And in the film, you have a lot of medical doctors talking about the importance of, you know, a healthy diet.
Health is not just the absence of illness. It's the presence of well-being.
Was it difficult to find doctors or medical professionals to speak out on the video?
I think that for the people that are in the film, it's not difficult for them to speak out because this is something that they're passionate about too. Dr. Jay Gordon, for one, he's a pediatrician, and I think one of his biggest mission in life is to get kids off processed foods. That's something that he is involved with, that he's written about, that he campaigns about. So no, it's not difficult. I don't know that all doctors have totally gotten the nutritional message as yet, but I think that they're getting there. It's too obvious to go out on the street and see so many people who are sick.
Well, a number
it's
of the doctors talk about the fact that in the film talk about the fact that you know, the whole paradigm of treatment in our medical industry is okay, wait for people to get sick, and then we do a procedure, we give them a drug.
You know, sickness is an abnormal state. The body's intended to be healthy. It's intended to look good, function well, and feel well. If it doesn't, then that's wrong. You know, even though in our society, wrong seems to be normal because so many people are wrong. You know, they're sick, they're fat.
Yeah, Dr. McDougall is one who jokes about nearly going bankrupt because he lost his patients because they got well. So he's not making any money from his patients because they're all getting better.
That's right. They grow up and they learn his diet and lifestyle. They change. They lose weight. They reverse their chronic ailments. And suddenly, what do I need a doctor for?
With some simple diet and lifestyle changes, good health and happiness starts right on our vegan plates. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television as we meet with the Nelson family. We will be right back after this message. Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite as we continue our interview with Jeff and Sabrina Nelson, VegSource founders and makers of the documentary Processed People. Stay with us. We're also going out for some fantastic vegan lunch.
When our son Willie was born, we were all fully vegan then. His pediatrician had some concerns, you know, you're going to raise him vegan, how's he going to get his protein? I got to keep an eye on this kid. And now he's about 13. They all came in recently to get a checkup for school. And he said, you know, if all my patients, if all the kids I saw were as healthy as your kids, I'd go out of business. So we took that as an endorsement.
And with some sadness, he says, I don't see kids like this anymore. I think he's been a pediatrician for 25 or 30 years. He says they have serious health problems at such young ages. I don't see healthy kids like this anymore.
Right, it's too bad.
Yeah.
But it'll change.
We're going to change that.
We're all working together.
We're going to make people think about what they're feeding their kids
and
keep them healthy.
Right.
Because part of the processed people paradigm, to use a little alliteration here, is that the government that's supposedly responsible for saying, okay, this is what the healthy is, here's what good nutrition is, and so on, is so influenced by industry. You know, they can't say, hey, don't drink so many soft drinks, because the sugar industry is, whoa, wait a second, you can't say that. You know, eat less meat or eat less fried foods. Oh, wait a sec. There's a tremendous economic pressure that's kind of working against the best interest of the health of people. And that's why you got to take responsibility for yourself. You got to educate yourself, find out, and make decisions. Because if you're waiting for the government to tell you what's healthy, you're not going to really get good information.
And everything in moderation, right? But if you take a little bit of all of that in moderation, then you're ending up with a lot of junk.
Yeah, that's
let's
sort
have
of our
a little bit of. Let's have a little bit of sweets with moderation. Let's have a little bit of meat. Oh, we're having that in moderation. But when you put all that together, it's a lot of garbage.
We have an explosion of high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, allergies, autoimmune conditions in this country. And so we can't say that a person with the absence of symptoms who feels well is healthy if we see signs that diseases are developing but haven't yet become symptomatic yet, can we? Could that be good health if you feel well and then develop cancer 5 years from there? Were you really healthy 5 years when you had no symptoms?
Yeah, our son came home from school with some health sheets and papers about that he had learned about health and nutrition.
Yeah.
And basically they were told that every food is okay, it's just how much you eat of it. And that's one way to try and do it. But it's very difficult when things come in a 12-gallon size, you know, when the popcorn comes in this, it's slathered with butter that's got terrible stuff in it. When, you know, the portions are huge at most restaurants, it's very hard to say, well, yeah, just don't eat too much of it. That's not how it's sold to you. So for us, it's a lot easier to say, you know, there's healthy foods and there's foods that really aren't so healthy. And we're just going to focus on those healthy foods for the most part, which is not to say we don't have fun and eat other foods too, but we focus on and let the kids know this is really what we want to be eating during our lives, because this is going to protect us.
You know, things could change if we got the awareness out there that being fat and sick and consuming all this rich food is a disgrace. It's a disgrace on you. It's a disgrace on your family. It's a disgrace on society. And if we could bring it to that level of understanding, I think we could change. I really do. I think people are smart enough and they care enough about themselves that if they had the information, if they had the truth, they would act on it.
And we don't have to give up anything to enjoy optimal health on a plant-based diet.
Girls?
Yeah?
Where do you want to go for lunch?
Follow your heart.
Yeah. Follow your heart, huh?
It's been a really long time.
Do you
want to
go?
Let's go.
You want to do follow your heart?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
What are you going to have?
Let's go.
Club sandwich, pizza. I don't know. I'm actually still deciding. Maybe French toast.
Really? Okay. That sounds good. We're going to go have lunch at our kids' favorite restaurant. It's called Follow Your Heart. It's a place where you can get a vegan club sandwich. Just about anything you can imagine, you can get a vegan version of it, and it's delicious.
It's my favorite restaurant because I like the people who work there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a loose feeling.
It's like there's hippie vegans and, like, you know, health vegans, and it's just like I'm in between. That's where I want my first job to be because, yeah, I'm both. And I also like what other restaurant? Vegetable Delight is good too because it's like they have good, you can get good vegetables there.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Girls, I want you to tell me, what is the hardest part of being vegan? You've been vegans now for 15 years. What's the hardest part of being vegan?
It's not hard. It's
easy. It's not hard.
It's easy. So there is no hard part, really.
That's probably the other answer.
Cheese, and they're pretty amazing, but there's so much, there's too much.
I think being vegetarian is a good thing, and I like to support businesses that are vegetarian because they're doing the right thing. I want to put my money there. But most of all, we come here because the kids love it, we all love it, the food is great, there's really nothing like it other than probably your heart. That's why we're here, it's the food.
Thank you, remarkable viewers, for your presence today on Vegetarian Elite. We send our gratitude to the Nelson family for being such great role models for the compassionate, healthy, vegan way of life. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May happiness, vibrancy, and longevity grace all lives as we progress towards the right way to eat and live.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.